Spotify users, you can no longer hear this on your service. Head wagging there. It's not just Taylor Swift's Shake It Off you can't hear, it's her entire catalog. Taylor and her label Big Machine Records withdrew the catalog, and now Spotify has launched a social media campaign with the hashtag Just Say Yes to convince her to come back. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us. And Jason, Spotify, a music streaming service, there's a free version with ads, a paid version without ads. But how big is it, you know, and how does it work? Does she get paid for the music that's on this revenue-producing Spotify channel?
Hi there, Robin. Well, she doesn't get paid anything because her music, as you just reported, isn't on there. And they actually pulled all of her music off of Spotify. And first, full disclosure, I am a fan of Taylor Swift, and I'm also a subscriber to Spotify, so this is all very troubling to me. But to answer your question, what's interesting here is that her label, Big Machine Records, they actually went to Spotify and said, look, you know, you can put it on Spotify, but we want it to be available only to paying subscribers like me, who pay that $10 a month. And they said no to that because there's also that streaming service they offer that's for free. It's, you know, a way to get people to sign up, but they did not want to give on that issue.
Well, but again, you say she's not being paid now because she's not on. Are the artists paid when they are on? She wrote in the Wall Street Journal that music is valuable and valuable things should be paid for. Spotify says it gives almost 70% of its revenue back to the music community with quotes around it. So was she being paid?
Well, I mean, here's how it worked. I mean, yes, she was. There's that the trickle-down economics of the streaming industry, and that is, as you reported, 70% of Spotify's revenue, according to the company, goes to the record labels and the publishers. And that comes to, according to Spotify, 0.006 cents per stream. Not a lot, but when you get lots and millions of streams, then it can add up. But the artists themselves, they get only a percentage of that from their labels. That depends on the deal that they have with their record label.
Well, as you say, she says she just wants her music played on the stream that does is paid for and provides some revenue. So the question is she trying to force them into something? Because they would seem to need her. That song, Shake It Off, was the most played track when it was pulled on Spotify.
Well, that's right. You know, and on a statement on its website about her decision, Spotify said that 16 million of its more than 40 million users had played her music in the past 30 days. And, you know, there was another sticking point in these negotiations between her label and Spotify. You know, Spotify requires that all artists make their label available in all 58 countries where it operates, and Spotify wanted the U.S. to be blocked out of that. Spotify would not agree to that. But do they need, you know, do they need Taylor Swift? I think that they would say, we're way bigger than Taylor Swift, as big as she is, and we've got plenty of other things to offer.
Well, music industry blogger Bob Lefsetz would agree. He told USA Today, you might think it's Taylor Swift's world and we only live in it, but the truth is it's streaming music's world. We not only live in it, we love it. It'd be interesting to see if other artists follow behind. I mean, is that one thing you're looking for?
Well, absolutely. I mean, but it's, so far there's only been a few who've, you know, kept their music off of services like Spotify. The Beatles, Garth Brooks, Tom York of Radiohead, they called for a boycott for what they call unfair payment practices, but they've still have their music up there, but it's hard to fight this trend. You know, these streaming services are on the rise, while downloads, pay downloads, they're slipping.
Okay. Well, in case you're not hearing it today, we'll play a little more. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
You can get it for free right here. How about that?